So it's Fake Friday today, which means we are going to be talking about sport. Tolokele Mganga, EWN sports journalist, in the studio for us. Hey, Tolokele, it's basically Friday today. So so let's start, shall we, with the Springboks taking on the All Blacks.
Mandy, it's probably the worst game to play after you've lost two games back-to-back against Australia. New Zealand, who are 11 points clear in the Rugby Championship. We know our discipline is a problem right now. Our defence is a problem right now. And we're facing the number one team in the world. I don't know what more to add to that, but I think...
Well, how about what time they're playing? What does the lineup look like?
I think the main thing with when it comes to the lineup, Jacques Nienaber has realized that he needs a certain level of experience when it comes to this team. So Luit Diaga, who was dealing with some concussion issues, he's back in the starting lineup. Frans Steyn is also back. So it's reverting to the tried and trusted when it comes to this team, but it's also a level of that experience now needs to start showing within the national team. It is the 100th test against the All Blacks for the Springboks. So on such an occasion, it is time now to come up with those little surprise results that we've always shown against New Zealand. And now is the time to show that this is why we're the world champions. We can upset the best teams in the world, even when results beforehand have gone against us.
Yeah, I think it's going to take a huge effort from the box to win against New Zealand in that 100th test. But let's hope we are behind them. Tolokele, there's DStv Prem EPL football happening this weekend as well.
Yes, there is, Mandy. The action starts from tomorrow. So Real Friday will have a lot of sports to look forward to. But the big game of the weekend is, of course, Orlando Pirates against Mamelodi Sundowns. When stadiums have people in it, this is one of the matches of any DStv Premiership campaign. It's always interesting to see how Mamelodi Sundowns can actually adapt their game against other fellow big teams. I think for a lot of football supporters, having seen how Sundowns kind of steamrolled over Kaizer Chiefs without even getting out of second gear, that's interesting. But an Orlando Pirates side, they can always cause an upset against one of their biggest rivals. That'll be something interesting to look forward to. In the English Premier League, there are two very big games, a repeat of the UEFA Champions League final as Chelsea take on Manchester City. That's at 1:30 on Saturday. Then on Sunday, a certain North London derby is on the horizon because Arsenal up against Spurs. This is an Arsenal look after we made fun of them for losing their first four games. They've won two games in a row, 1-0 against Burnley, yay for them. So it should be interesting. But of course, this is also a Spurs side that's low on confidence, having lost to Manchester City the last time around. So it'll be interesting how these two sleeping giants go up against each other.
You are going to roast me so badly on Monday if Spurs don't win.
I look forward and then to it.
Very quickly, Ryder Cup this weekend. The American team has something like 9 of the top 11 ranked golfers in the world in the team.
Yes, they do, but it's Team Europe that go into this one as favourites. I think the main story leading up to it, even something that I've personally enjoyed, is the battle between Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka, who were constantly, for the past 2 years, making fun of each other. Some moments body shaming each other, which is a little concerning as golfers. But now they have to be teammates and somehow turn it around for Team USA. So from starting from tomorrow, Team USA versus Team Europe. Team Europe, of course, do have so much experience in Poulter. You look at Patrick Harrington, all those golfers who have shown up time and time again when they've always needed it. So it'll be interesting to see how the USA can actually turn it around and win on home soil.
Well, thank you so much, Tolokele. Lots to look forward to this weekend, fortunately. So that's Tolokele Mganga having a look at the sport on this Fake Friday.
Latest news, breaking stories,
expert analysis.
All you need to know in 60 minutes.
This is the Midday Report with Mandy Wiener
on 702.
Hey, Brent, Linda Koo, it's Fake Friday. So happy Fake Friday.
Happy Fake Friday to you and all of your listeners.
Well, on Fridays, we always chat to Brent Lindekoe, the good things guy. We end off with some good news. And I found this really interesting, Brent. In the run-up to Heritage Day, Game has been having a look at which products are closely tied to our heritage as South Africans. They've done this survey, and so interesting how so many of us as South Africans use food to associate with our experiences as children.
Yeah, 100%. It was very interesting. It is an interesting survey. What we did when we put up the article is we said on our social media feed, we said, before you read the article, think about what it is that that you celebrate as a South African, or what makes you feel proud of your heritage. And majority of people listed the foods. And funny enough, they all sort of matched in that top 10. And I think that's the beauty of this survey, is that it makes us realize that even though we have so many differences, we're always able to kind of meet each other in the middle. And to give you an idea of some of the products that South Africans said give them all this feeling of geus, we got biltong, of course, that's very South African. Koo baked beans, custard, amarula, knickknack.
Not just custard, hey? Ultramel custard.
Ultramel custard. Lay's potato chips, peppermint crisps, Fritos, Castle lager, beer. And it's funny because these things, these products, are probably the most expensive products when you look at expats overseas in those little South African shops. You always hear of family and friends that live overseas that are paying so much for the things that we take for granted and love here in South Africa.
Yeah, absolutely. And things like All Gold and Aramat and Chakalaka and Mrs. Ball's Chutney, all of that stuff is the stuff that people associate with being South African, and that ignites heritage for people. And then, Brent, it's time to buy all of the cupcakes this weekend.
All of the cupcakes. So there's an incredible organization. They've been around for many years. They are called Cupcakes of Hope. And this organization, what they've done over the past couple of years is run these fundraisers where they get volunteers to bake cupcakes with their own cash. And then they sell those cupcakes, and the money that they make, they give back to basically childhood cancer and helping kids fight childhood cancer, and also helping families who may not have enough money to help their kids through these really trying times when their kids are fighting these big diseases. But obviously, because of COVID and because of the lockdown, their fundraising efforts have been really tough in the last 18 months, and they haven't been as active as they would love to. So this is only their second big fundraising for 2021, and they're hoping that this weekend they are able to raise 3 million rand in selling cupcakes. So this is the plan. You guys have got to get out there. You've got to find someone who's part of this baker's network. It's National Cupcake Day this weekend. That's why they're doing it. And you need to buy all the cupcakes. But here's a double whammy. If you do buy the cupcakes, there's another beautiful child cancer fun run happening. It's called Rainbows and Smiles. They put together Run for a Reason. And it's all in aid of Mighty Mac. Mackenzie Friedman, that little girl that we've all been following her story, she goes in for her third round of chemo this weekend after being let home with her family for 2 weeks now. She's been at home with her loved ones. And if you eat all the cupcakes, then you can run them off and get even more money for charity to give back.
Well, let's eat all the cupcakes. Brent, thank you so much, and have a lekker long weekend and a good Heritage Day.
Oh, I'm excited. I hope everybody spends some time celebrating their heritage, thinking about other South African heritages as well, and remembering that as much as we are different and we all have different heritages, we can find common ground. We're all South African, and that's something to be proud of.
Awesome, you guys. Only good things. Brent Lindekoe, this fake Friday, bringing us some good news and a silver lining, as always.